Hello and welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick and today I shall be GMing for Star Wars Red Blades. This is session 8 of Cestus Calling. As usual, we have our players. We'll start with Bloodied for instructions.
Hello, I am Bloodied and I will be playing the 17th brother, who's a very angry little Ewok.
And then next on my screen is Loka.
I'm Loka, and I will be playing 12th brother, who is a Mirror Loka Inquisitor.
And finally, we have a Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing the 19th brother, who's a Kamasi Force Rager and an Inquisitor.
And can anyone remember what was happening last time?
As we previously ascertained, I cannot, because I was very tired.
My notes are short, things started happening. 19th brother starts a conversation with the voice. We get a wristcon call from the Grand Inquisitor and manage to tell him we'll call back.
Yeah.
The voice has met the Grand Inquisitor and would like to meet up again. ? There are 9 or 10 life readings through the next door. We set up for an ambush. Combat ensues, TM. We get through another set of rooms and then deactivate a ray shield, and I think that's where we have to stop. Like I said, okay. These notes are short.
That sounds about right.
We did have some concerns about shutting down the ray shield, though, because we were fairly certain that's what keeps eels off.
I mean, ray shields keep most things off, so...
Yeah, but this planet is covered in eels, so they're our main concern.
Fair.
And of all of us, there is no one more uncomfortably aware of that than I. It's like having one of those animated backgrounds from the Windows 98 days, only it's eels.
It's eels. They're in my brain.
Eels are inside, yeah. I'm transmitting. Yeah. Anyway.
My hovercraft is full of eels.
The only other thing that I think happened last time was Burns also sent you a message saying that there'd been a transmission.
Yeah. A transmission had come to this system. A transmission had come to this system purporting to be from Fulcrum, and was I can't remember if it gave coordinates or something. We might not even know what the message said yet. But there was no way to find out who it had been aimed at, because it was just kind of like an omnidirectional pulse thing. But it definitely seemed like somebody was up to something.
It was something that was intercepted by your cruiser, and I think they did give coordinates.
Okay, so we basically were like, fuck, we need to get this business finished quickly so we can hie off in that direction, like literally as soon as possible.
Mm. So, you have switched off the ray shield.
We have.
Just as a reminder, you're in a long, straight corridor. The ray shield was covering entrances to two rooms, one on the left and one on the right. Both of them had life signs in. I'm not sure you had planned what you were going to do next.
Given both of them have life signs in, should we take both doors simultaneously? Because otherwise we give somebody the chance to run the fuck away.
I think we're going to have to.
In which case, that is what we will do. Left or right, I say to the Ewok.
Right.
I go through the left door.
I go through the right door.
Okay. I'll start with the Ewok then.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the room on the right. It's some kind of lab. There is a tank in the middle of the room with eels in.
As always.
There's a number of kind of medical, well, they look like medical droids kind of lined up against the wall. And then on the far wall, there are a number of other tubes which seem to have different body parts in.
Mechanical body parts or organic body parts?
Organic body parts. There is a couple of legs. There's an arm. There's some kind of internal organ that you don't recognize. Ewoks definitely don't have them.
Okay.
You have to keep snacks on hand, too.
So what species do the limbs appear to be? Are they, like, human-looking, or...?
They mainly seem to be humanoid, apart from this one organ that you can't identify.
Is there any kind of, like, computer console or anything?
With
a screen and a keyboard?
Yeah, in the like far corner to the right, there's like a data bank computer. There is also a door in that wall that you know leads to the kind of glass rooms that you've come past.
Does that door open?
You can see there's a control next to the door, but it doesn't open automatically.
I will go and activate that control to open the door.
Okay, you open the door. It's like a little kind of vestibule. About a meter in front of you, there's another set of doors. And through the glass, you can see what looks like a kind of a small bedroom with a bed and a few personal effects.
Okay, is there a control to open those doors?
Yeah, there's another control pad.
We'll open that door then.
So the first little room, as I say, has got a bed. It's kind of low off the ground. There's a couple of trinkets next to the bed. They kind of look like rocks.
Shiny rocks?
They don't look anything special to you.
I'll pocket them just to be on the safe side.
Okay. You pick up three rocks. There doesn't appear to be... Well, you can't see anyone in here.
I look under the bed, in case they're hiding under the bed.
I mean, it's only, like, about 4 inches off the floor, but...
Could be Babu Frick.
It could be frickin', yeah. But no, there's nothing under the bed.
How big is the bed in regards to, like, length? Is it, like, for a human-sized person? Is it an Ewok-sized bed?
You would say it's small human.
Okay. Are there any further doors?
There's no further doors. There is a kind of archway bit in front of you, but that seems to go into like another storage area.
Okay, I'll stick my head in and have a quick look around there, see what's in there.
There's a few kind of clothes and robes. There's a bit of a kind of bathroom area. There's a few crates. There's some bits of like droid arms and legs, but they're all kind of disassembled.
I will say out loud, I know you're in here. Give yourself up.
There's no response.
Okay. I'll slash one of the crates with my lightsaber.
Okay. You make a nice cut in a crate.
Did anything fall out?
Some ration packs.
Okay. So they weren't bluffing. There isn't anyone here. Okay, I will turn and head back to my colleagues.
Okay, 19th brother, you're heading left.
We were indeed.
Is the 12th brother going with you? What were you doing?
I mean, they've picked doors, and I'm going to let them get through those doors and look after what happens to them. If because if one of them gets into combat and needs backup, I'll probably join in that side. Otherwise, if nothing happens on both sides, I'll have to go into, like, analysis mode.
So you're staying in the corridor?
For now, yeah.
Okay. So, 19th brother, you go to the left room.
Mm-hmm. I do indeed.
So there are a number of tubes in here.
Tubes?
Tubes. Rather like the tubes that you saw on the old medical station.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them have kind of decaying bodies in.
Right, so these are clearly not still on there, yeah? If they're allowing decay.
They're kind of lit up, but they don't appear to be doing anything.
Okay, cool.
Does back to run out?
Might go off.
You would probably have to, like, top it up.
Is there fluid in there with the bits, or is it dry?
They are floating in some kind of fluid, yeah.
Okay, so more likely it's just been turned off then, or deemed unnecessary.
There is a examination table in the far corner.
Right.
Who's
strapped to that?
There's no one currently strapped to that. It does show signs of use. And there are several other... there are several shelves round the walls with all sorts of bits and pieces in. Some medical tools, and then in kind of behind the table there is a computer console.
We were getting life from this room.
Yeah, both rooms had life signs.
Is there anything I would classify as looking like it's alive in here?
Not at first glance. You don't recognise anything as being alive. You do. Do you want to make me a kind of a perceptionist check?
I'm being sneaky, I feel.
Okay.
Because I'm moving carefully and looking around. The dice say, fuck you and your sneaky approach, I guess a massive one, because the dice always fucking need to fuckers.
Okay, you're trying to be sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
You do think that you heard maybe the sound of something hitting, like tapping on glass.
Okay.
I don't have anything glassed at all.
I might be able to zap splat in one for you. I'm going to go and have a closer look at these tubes and see if anything is clearly still shifting about in there.
Okay.
I am definitely not stealthing it up at the moment, sadly.
Right, okay. If you take a closer look at the, like, closest tubes...
Mm-hmm.
One of them seems to be an experiment which is... Well, I think it looks like someone's tried to maybe fuse a droid arm onto a shoulder.
Hey, whose shoulder? So there's like a fleshy shoulder but with a droid arm, yeah?
Well, it kind of looks like a shoulder, but there has been some kind of deterioration in the flesh around it.
And that's what's moving and lock?
If you kind of look, like, from different angles around the tube, it doesn't look like it's touching anything.
That's odd. I'm going to radio back to the 12th brother. 12th brother, could you please confirm that there is still life in this room with...
I'll give it a look.
As you start speaking,
does a leech attach itself to my face?
No, but from behind, there's a second row of tubes,
mm-hmm.
and from behind the second row of tubes, there's a familiar sound, and then a bright light appears.
I see.
It is
lightsaber.
It is. Let me get the right pen. It's like what's the right page? It is blue in colour.
That's one of the diplomat ones, isn't it? Normally.
Yes.
Hello. I would strongly advise you to give yourself up. You are both surrounded and outweaponed.
From round the side of the end tube comes Nautilin. So
Nautilin?
Kit Fisto.
Like, oh, right, okay. Oh, shit.
A bunch of tentacles down his back.
Well, let me put it this way. I really hope it's somebody who looks like Kit Fisto and not Kit Fisto. Because if it's Kit Fisto, one, how the fuck did he survive? And two, we're all fucking dead. Because that guy was a bit good.
I mean, I don't want to get fisted.
But, no, it's not him.
Thank fuck for that.
I'm good, no fisting.
I'm really glad that it's not him, because for all that you got taken out by Palpatine in Attack of the Clones or whichever one it was,
Revenge of the Sith.
That's it. Kit Fisto was, broadly speaking, one of the best lightsaber duelists in the universe, and we have to roll fate dice. So I don't fancy our chances if it was him.
You would, he doesn't look, fully matured, shall we say.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Hello. I, again, must strongly suggest you give yourself up. Well.
He doesn't really say much in response. He's just like, he's just glaring at you and is walking towards you.
I will ignite my lightsaber as well. This is your final warning. Hey, everybody, there is what appears to be a Jedi in here.
I will head in with lightsaber ignited.
Shall we roll for some kind of...
initiatives?
Initiative.
I mean, I can try.
This might be utterly hilarious, unless you lot get better rolls than I did.
Well, I believe it's a quick roll, so that's a 3 for me.
My dice gave me the roll that I would get if I hadn't bothered rolling dice, so I got 2.
I have got a total of 4. This is abnormal.
You're right. You are not incorrect. That is indeed exceedingly abnormal.
Since when do I go first in this game?
Don't ask
I go now.
I guess I close distance, and if I...
Oh, dear. Hang on.
He's got 402, so we might have to...
I shan't have to close distance. He'll be doing it with me. Got it.
Right, okay. So, yeah, Loka, you are going first.
Ah, excellent. In which case, I shall close distance, and if there's still time, I shall attempt to stabinate him.
Yeah, you could probably get there and have a stab.
I'm going to try and be careful, because my brother's just there, for a total of +3.
Okay. The Nautilin kind of sways out the way.
Shit. Okay. Maybe it is Kit Fisto. Or his clone, perhaps?
The Ewok is next.
Okay, I will be rushing back now as quickly as I can, because, Jedi fight. Can I get into combat this turn?
You can probably get to the doorway. So it'll be next turn for...
Fair enough. I do have stubby little legs. Unless I'm bouncing. I'm probably bouncing.
Right. 19th brother, you're now.
I see. The exclamation you made was, oh dear, they've rolled very poorly, I see. Right.
Yeah.
I am not dumb. So I am going to try and actually shoulder slam him and knock him off balance. I'm actually going to try and put a tag of off balance on him forcefully, because of course I've got that stunt where if I'm creating an advantage and would get an extra tag, instead I deal 2 points of damage. The dice say 4.
Okay.
Would that be enough to get me an extra tag, or is it just enough to create the advantage? Or does it
No, that's enough to get the extra tag.
In which case, rather than taking the extra tag, I deal him 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And he has the off-balance tag on him, which means anybody who's attacking him can take that to reroll or add plus 2. Or 3 for the first one.
Important point. This means that he is physically there and not some weird hologram force projection or anything like that, which are important.
That's true. I have just proved that by slamming my fucking shoulder into his face.
Mm-hmm. It's the Nautilin's go.
Great. Super. Does he lightsaber my head off?
He... where you kind of knocked him off balance, it's he kind of turns it into like a pirouette thing.
Flashy fuck.
And kind of swings round with his saber to try and kind of slash you back in the arm.
Okay. What can I defend with anything?
You can try and dodge him.
Any particular stat? Quick or careful or what?
It would either be quick or clever.
I'm going to go with quick. Total of 1.
Okay. He does you 1 point.
Rather annoyingly, that means that my Force Rager ability, I can't feel it, saves me from 1 whole shift of damage. As opposed to its more useful major damage effects, but I don't take that damage.
Okay. As he's doing that, from behind the table...
Oh, fuck, there's another one.
Another lightsaber is ignited.
Balls.
It is yellow.
Oh, shit. That's serious bad news. Because isn't yellow Temple Guardian?
It was. However, this looks like another Padawan, maybe. As he kind of jumps up onto the table, he has... there's a clang, because he has a robot leg.
Okay.
And he, as I say, he jumps onto the table, and he's got his lightsaber lifted over his head. We are back to Loka.
New threat detected. Eliminate current threat. I will attempt to stabinate again.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to try and be careful about that. Is the off-balance thing still there?
Yep. Nobody's used it yet. Mm-hmm.
I will spend a fate point to tag that.
You don't need to. It's a free tag.
First tag. Okay. In which case, that's a total of 4.
Okay.
And we need this guy out of the way before anything else happens.
Like another lightsaber ignites. At which point, we're like on parity with them, and I'll be like, oh, I see. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so he takes 2 points of damage.
Ow.
And he lost the use of what would be his like normal lightsaber hand. But he manages to flick it to his other hand, to his off hand, I suppose it would be.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that. I only get 1 action.
So, 17th brother, you are in the doorway.
I will chant the little shit who's jumped up on the table.
Okay.
What species is he? By the way,
he is a human.
Oh, he's human. Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna fucking kill him. Or attempt to anyway. This will be a quick attack. Okay, well, one. At least it wasn't minus figures.
Okay, you kind of charge in and leap onto the table. You kind of catch him, and he falls backwards off the table.
Okay.
There's a clanging sound as his mechanical leg kind of catches the edge of the table.
More effective with the red glaze. Ooh, that's come out quite nice now, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hordugan, it's your turn.
Right, so this guy in front of me is no longer really off balance. He's got a friend. So I am going to... I really do. For a force rager, I'm a bit weird. I keep bringing people in both alive and relatively intact. I'm just going to look at him and say, you really should surrender right now, otherwise I cannot guarantee the safety of your friend over there with the mechanical leg. You might be all right, but they are already in dire straits. I'm going to forcefully try and intimidate him. Again, I'm going to use that to create an advantage. This time it's only a two.
Okay. The Nautilin starts to back away from you. One arm is hanging down his side. He's got his lightsaber. It's not ignited in his offhand. And he backs away.
Seriously, give up now.
He doesn't look completely convinced.
Well, did I create a tag on him?
Yes.
Okay, so there is a tag of, I assume, something like intimidated on him that, again, is free for anybody to use the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You should give up.
He is still moving slowly away from you.
I'm going to be following him. He's not leaving. If he's backing away, I'm following him at the same speed.
He's not very convincingly. He says, we are here to protect.
Protect what? The Jedi Order is all dead. If you give up now, you will not have to join them.
We have moved past the Jedi Order.
Right. Whatever you think you are, unless you are an Inquisitor, you are currently in a grave deal of danger. Your choices are surrender or be made to surrender. There is no other option for you. There is no way off this planet for you. Now we know you are here. We will not stop coming until we have captured you. So, I say again to you, your choices are give up or we will make you give up. You have 5 seconds to comply.
He reignites his lightsaber in his offhand.
Righto. Well, I guess I'm going to wait until my go and then fuck him right up. Let it be said that I didn't try.
So we're down to the other Jedi who's, well, picking himself up. And he, anticipating the Ewok coming after him, he does kind of like a sliding kind of thing on his human leg to try and get himself out of the way of any incoming
death. Angry, furry death.
Yes. So we are back to Loka.
Okay, so they decided not to take the possibly most generous offer in the history of the Inquisition.
It's a very generous offer.
Yeah. But I'm right there.
Very generous.
I know. What's that about?
Yeah, you are getting some slightly funny looks from the Swift brother. So it's like, are you okay?
This isn't the first time I've done it either.
No, it isn't. It turning into a pattern is kind of worrying. But, okay. In the interests of making him surrender, can I try and nick his lightsaber?
As in physically grab it, or...?
I mean, de-handing him is also an option. Not especially picky about whether I try and force pull it or block the hand off or make his arm go numb. We really need to start carrying like sedative darts or something. It would make this so much easier. Mm-hmm. Stab them once and they fall over.
Okay, so how do you want to do it?
I would like to lop his hand off. We've got prosthetics in this day and age. It's fun.
His friend's already got one.
I mean...
Okay.
So, I'm going to try and be careful about it so that I don't kill him or anything. Just hand off at the wrist so that he can't wave the lightsaber around anymore. Total of 3...
Okay, he is going to try and...
Not get his hand chopped off, I'm guessing.
Yes, he's going to try and block it with his saber. Not so much with that roll, though. So he tries to block, but you manage to get in behind. There is a sizzling sound, and then... a loud yelp.
You see...
It is the Ewok next.
Okay, so... I've got one guy trying to skid away, and the other one has just got his hand cut off. I am going
so the guy is fighting the Nautilin who's had his hand cut off. They've kind of wandered in between the back to tanks, and the table that you're on is kind of off to one side.
Okay. I will leap after the guy who is trying to get away, having fallen off the table, and attempt to sort of jump down and stab him.
Okay.
That's a 2.
Okay. He just about manages to avoid... you do catch him like on the side, but it doesn't really stop him getting out of the way.
You can run all you want. You'll just die tired.
Where are we now? Mordrigan, I think we are. 19th brother.
Right. I've offered him the chance to submit. He hasn't taken it. There is going to be no more making tags or anything like that. So I am going to forcefully hack his head off. I am going to tag his intimidated status to re-roll the 3 negatives I've just taken into a total of 6. So I am going to try and kill him. I've really been trying. I've been offering all sorts of ways he could have gotten out of this not dead, but he doesn't want to take them. So now I'm going to have to kill him.
Okay, he kind of sees your attack coming, and he puts his hand up to try and block you with the force.
Right.
Unfortunately, all that does, it means that you cut off his other hand before you cut his head off. Both kind of flop to the ground. The the tentacles on his head, like,
look confused.
They cover up his face and start twitching.
I will turn back in the direction of where the Ewok is still fighting and just say, your friend is dead. Give up now.
Okay. The human doesn't really seem to hear you. He manages to get to his feet, and he's going to take a swipe at the Ewok. That's a total of 3.
Okay, can I try and dodge that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I will make a quick roll to try and dodge. I get a 3.
So he gets a tag on you, I believe, but he doesn't do damage. I think that's how that works in Fate.
So he's kind of, or rather, you're at his, let me get this right, your legs are kind of at swipe height, on his saber, but, you manage to jump back so he doesn't catch you.
Yeah, which I'm guessing sort of leaves me off balance.
It is, however, your go.
Okay, I will try and fight back. I will try to... I'll go for a forceful attack this time, because I'm getting angry. I shouldn't be having this much trouble with a fucking Padawan.
Well...
That's a total of 3.
Okay. So you're kind of above him. So when you bring your saber down, it kind of catches him in the, like, where the shoulder joins the neck. Doesn't seem to have any protection there.
Okay.
He gives out a yell at that because that hurts. Mm. 19th brother.
I am going to head over in the direction of my Ewok compatriot. I'm going to assume that the Ewok's probably got this, but just in case it looks like he's having a bit too much trouble, I want to be there just to make sure he doesn't get, you know, lightsabered to horrific death. I'm going to approach, and I am once again going to shout, just give up! I'm not going to try and hit him.
Okay. He doesn't seem to be...
He's not giving up.
...taking your advice.
No, they never fucking do, if I'm honest.
The Loka next, I think. We've lost the Nautilin, so... Yeah, it is you, sorry.
Can I force push the guy with the prosthetic leg over?
You can try.
That has to be forceful, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But the dice still gave me a plus one. That's 2. If he's off balance in any way, I'll tag that.
No, that was
the other guy. Okay. Don't think I've got anything relevant. In which case, 2.
Okay.
He might wobble a bit.
He starts to lean backwards, but looks like he's saved from going anywhere significant by his droid leg.
Okay.
Oh.
He is going to continue on at the Ewok that's in front of him. He still seems to be... He's starting to edge around the table, but is still going for your legs. Oh, not what I meant to do. Did you want to try and dodge or anything?
Yes, I would like to try and dodge. I'd rather not get sliced. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a 7.
Fucking hell.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think he hits you.
As he's edging round the table, you very nimbly, like, dodge your feet like you're doing a little jig.
Little Ewok.
Little dancing Ewok. And his blade just kind of goes underneath.
You're all nimbly bimbly. Like a cat.
Right. We are back to Loka at the top.
This guy seems to be mostly flailing. Okay. Continuing the theme of limb removal, I'll go for his prosthetic leg.
Okay.
Not with that, I won't. yeah, that would be an overall 0.
Okay. Yeah, no, he gets a 5.
He's all nimbly bimbly too.
Yeah, I don't know suddenly what's going on.
Robot leg woke up.
Yeah, that must be it. Who's next? It is the Ewok.
Yay. Now it's time for me to dance him a dance of death. By which I mean, I will stab him.
Okay.
Okay, now that is a 5.
Okay. You do a similar attack as before. This time he doesn't manage to get out the way. So as you slash down at him, the lightsaber kind of goes further into the neck, almost at the same point as you caught him before, down into his chest. His head kind of flops to one side. He's still standing, but only because
his leg's still awake.
The droid leg just seems to be kind of locked in position and is holding the rest of him up. But he's kind of stood there, but his head is slumped and his arm falls. His lightsaber clatters to the ground.
Right.
I collect my trophy.
I'll go back and get the other
one. Or are you thinking...
A lightsaber, I'm not doing anything else weird.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Yes, sorry.
I eat his heart! No, I'll go back and pick up the lightsaber from the other guy.
Okay, so you've collected sabers.
I would have preferred to have captured at least one of them alive so we could ask them questions.
There's a computer terminal in the other room. Along with
and
some
one in here.
Tank of eels.
Ah. I'm assuming, 12th brother, you're going to take a look at the computers?
Yeah.
Very well. Was there another door out of here?
So the setup on this side is similar to the other side, where you've got a door that appears to go into like a bedroom and then kind of living area.
Okay, well, I'll go and check the bedroom and living area just to make sure there's nobody hiding in there.
You can't see any other signs of life in here. There's lots of, like, water around in this room. He doesn't have such a bed. It's more of a...
big pool of water for our froggy friend without a head.
Yeah.
Okay, well... while I'm in there, I'll look for anything resembling, like, data pads or communicators or anything like that, because I'll need to bring those back to the 12th brother if I find any. I think we're done.
There doesn't seem to be any kind of technology in here at all.
Why so?
12th brother, what were you going to look at?
I mean, since I'm in the room we just killed them in, I'll go for that terminal first. Assuming it's even active, but the power seems to be on in this section, so...
The power is on. You turn on the console. It seems very slow and rather old. When you get to its like startup page, I guess, it pops up with, you know, asking for your credentials.
I mean, I'll try, and there must be like a standard issue slicers kit of some kind.
You want to make a clever roll?
Yeah, I would. I would like to tag Spider in the Web to get a and the dice gave me zero, okay?
Okay.
Sounds about right.
So with the tag, I'll have a total of four.
Okay. Let's see. Because it's an old terminal, next to it there is a hand scanner.
Oh, excellent. I wander over, grab the hand, and slap it on the...
One of the discarded hands gets pressed in the scanner.
Discarded
hands are very useful.
Well, they are when they've got security clearance.
You put the hand on the scanner, and it starts doing its thing. It's, a little bit like 90s internet.
Ah, complete with robot screeching.
Yeah.
Children today will never know the struggle.
They really won't.
Nice. Eventually, you get a window pop up with some files in. There's a kind of logo on everything that you don't really recognize. It's got a little kind of banner underneath that says New Iron Knights. I know that sounds like some kind of football team or something, but
New Iron Knights?
New Iron Knights. The logo looks like it's kind of reminiscent of like a Temple Guard helmet with a lightsaber in front of it.
Okay.
But you don't recognize it from anywhere.
Definitely be downloading as much as I can. What's this terminal actually for? Is it possible to determine that? Was it just for like keeping logs on the tubes, or
it does seem to be where someone has been recording outcomes of different experiments with eels, with there's data from numbered tubes, lots of pages of reports on kind of droid workings and theories on how they could be kind of brought together.
Okay, so the impression I'm getting is they were trying to work out how to make the Iron Knights a thing again, but this time with more eel.
Okay.
I mean, I'll check the other terminal, but this one seems to have been mostly record-keeping. And at that point, I will go to the other terminal, taking the hand with me, just in case it's got a scanner too, and I'll see what I can get out of that one.
Okay. So you go into the other room. There is a tank that you think has maybe got 15 or 20 eels in.
Giving that one a wide berth. Oh, the squiggling.
But you go to the corner in this room where the terminal is. It's a different model, but it's got a few different sets of data and documents in which you can download. It's all on a similar theme.
So this place is essentially, we've got all of these droid parts and we've got all of these eels. How do we turn those into like soldiers? Is that the sort of thing that I'm getting from this? Or are they trying to uplift the eels or what?
As you're kind of looking through the different files, You hear a familiar voice that says, interesting, isn't it?
I'm going to look around for, like, cameras, speakers, whatever. Or is this a phone call to the head?
You can't see anything that you recognize as surveillance equipment in this room.
Well, the more I get, the more I'll understand.
What are the 12th and 19th brother doing? Now you've finished looking through tanks and...
Are these rooms completed now? There's no extra doors out. The ones behind the ray ship.
So you've got, like, the tank room where you had the fight, the
living space beyond that.
The bedroom.
Yeah. And then on the other side, we've got the other lab, and then another living space, wasn't it?
Yes.
Does the corridor continue on?
The corridor continues on. There does appear to be one final door at the end.
Right. So, I'm going to give 12th brother a little bit of time, I think, but I'm going to keep a good strong eye on that door.
Okay. The door appears to be, well, at least from what you can see, it's made from or covered in rock. You can't tell from where you are how it actually opens.
Okay, well.
But you get the feeling it is a door.
It might be another of those weird, you need a kyber crystal to get through jobbies. I'm not going to approach it just yet, because I'd rather take everybody.
Okay, the 12th brother is a while at the terminal. Was there anything the Ewok wanted to do at this point, or...?
Not really. I'd probably just follow along with 19th.
Okay.
We're holding off until our other brother is ready to go, because... Whoever's talking to us might be much more of a threat.
Okay.
They seem to have a real finger on where we are and what we're doing.
Yeah.
The download takes about 15 minutes or so.
I'm probably going to be, like, silently whingy about how slow this old tech is.
Could you leave it downloading while we go and deal with the next door?
I don't know. Could I?
You could leave your data pad there and do it that way.
I will make sure that it's like an empty one that I'm filling with just the stuff that's from here that I leave behind.
Okay.
That way, if it gets nicked, none of the other sensitive stuff will go missing.
Yeah, they just get their own damn data.
Again.
Then let's proceed to the door.
Alrighty. If it looks like it requires kyber crystal, I will get out the one that I've got.
It doesn't look the same as the other door. It's just kind of plain stone. There's no kind of handle or control panel.
What does it look like in the Force?
Looks like a lump of stone.
Okay. In that case, I guess I'll get up close and start scanning. It's very obviously a door, though.
Well, if you're scanning, you can see 5 life forms in there, or close by.
Well, brothers, there's 5 life forms nearby on the other side of this wall, I want to say. But this looks like rock. And it scans like rock, too.
I'm going to tap on it. Does it feel like rock?
It feels and sounds like rock.
Sorry, I was just checking it wasn't a projection of some description.
That's fair. I look to the sides to see if there are, like, potential doors there.
So one side of it is right up against where they've stopped digging at the end of the corridor, so there's nothing kind of after it. It's right up against the end.
where the life forms seem to be, does it seem like it's consistent with like the weird mirror living quarters corridor stuff?
It's more like this end of the corridor in that it's been kind of made into the rock, like dug out, rather than the other end of the corridor where the living quarters are, is a bit more like shiny and
finished.
Yeah, finished. This is a lot less.
Okay. So based on the information I've got, does it look like this is just where the digging stopped and there is no door here? There's just somehow life on the other side.
Does anyone want to make some kind of clever or careful check?
I mean, I can try and do a clever or a careful check. I'm going to choose clever because it's better than careful, but it is only a plus one.
It's the same for both for me, and it's also a two.
And also for me, and that is a zero. Oh dear, I'm not very smart today.
Okay, well, there are definite signs of footfall around here.
Are there like scrape marks on the floor? Oh no, this is Star Wars. All of the doors are slidey. But definite footfall that looks like it goes through this wall.
Yes.
I'm going to scan the edges real hard. Like if there's any kind of cracks that might turn into an outline if I know that they're all there, or a mechanism or something, power signatures, that sort of thing.
You don't detect any kind of technology in the door.
Can I just try and shove it just straight backwards? Like, I'm not convinced it's not just a big rock.
Into the room, you mean? Or into away from you?
Away from us, yeah.
Okay, do you want to make a forceful roll?
I mean, I will. Fuck you, dice. The dice say one.
I would like to assist.
You stand in front of it. All right. Do you want to...
I can try.
...from assist?
Okay. The dice are being kind and it's worrying.
Okay.
That's a total of four on forceful.
It's pretty good.
Okay. So you try and push the door. You think it starts to move, but by yourself it's probably going to take a very long time.
Brothers!
I see.
And I'll join in.
So I was right. I'm just not very good at it. I am going to continue trying to forcefully shove it, but I've made my roll, so...
Right, so if you're all going together, can everyone make a forceful roll if everyone's helping?
Okay. I'm going to tag claws on the outside, fire on the inside, because my previous failure has made me angry, so I get a total of five.
I got four.
I got two. I'm back to being a weenie.
Okay. When you're all kind of focusing on it, it is starting to move inwards.
Good. In that case, let's keep it up.
It's going to take quite a lot of concentration to push it far enough. The walls of the previous rooms were fairly thick.
Mm-hmm. Whilst we're pushing, since we're staring at it anyway, what's happening with the life signs?
The life signs don't seem to have moved.
Okay. Or pausing, I guess. What are you doing?
After about 5 minutes of pushing, you need to take a break.
I can't help but wondering if we're not doing this wrong. Well, I can't think of any other way to open this door. Does anyone else have a clue?
Has it actually, like, moved? Or have we just been shoving?
It has begun to move in.
Okay, so it does have room to move. And we haven't we've not run up against like a backstop or anything. I am wondering how they did this in the first place. short of just being way more forcey than we are.
I mean, maybe the door itself is an iron knight, whatever, stone knight. Perhaps it gets out of the way over under its own power.
That's an interesting one. Does it feel like the door's been pushing back?
You don't think so, but then you would assume that it would show up as some kind of power source or life form.
Yeah, but the only life forms I can see are beyond this, right?
Yes.
Have they moved at all in 5 minutes?
They don't seem to have done.
Are they staying the same distance away from us, i.e. they're on the other side of this rock?
They do appear to be in the same place.
Okay.
I reckon that might be some eels in a jar, then.
Maybe. There are lots of eels in lots of jars.
So, do you want to continue with this straight away?
There's nothing to hint that, like, sideways is a more effective way of pushing this or anything like that.
There doesn't seem to be anywhere for it to go other than in.
I guess continue? Unless people have got suggestions.
I'm going to check the entire surface of the door just to make sure we're not missing a switch or something. I'm going to do it carefully, which is annoying because that means I got zero.
You can't find anything on the door at all. It's just chiseled rock.
In which case, I cannot think of anything. I think we're just going to have to shove it through.
All right.
Okay.
Back to the rock face.
Literally.
We can make another roll.
No. I get a negative one. God damn it, dice.
I'm cross. So I'm going to spend another fate point to tag Force Rager and get 6.
Okay. So is Ewok helping?
I'm getting angry with the rock.
Yep. And that's a 2 this time.
Okay. The 19th brother is getting angry at the rock.
Yeah. I'm getting really fucking angry with this rock now.
You don't think the others are putting their backs into it as much as they could. But you still seem to be making progress by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, anger is the power of the dark side, after all.
It is. After you've done about, 40, 50 centimetres?
Mm-hmm.
The pushing starts to get easier.
Oh, good. Thank fuck for that.
But?
Like, the hole isn't quite so tight.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, with all three of you, it should take one more push?
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm not bothering to tag anything there.
That's a 0 from me.
It's a 5 from me.
It's a 0 for me as well, because my forceful is 1, and the dice do not seem to want me to do anything this evening.
Oh, dear.
So basically, you two have got your hands up in the general direction, and you're sort of at the back having a chat. Well, I'm going,
we're just kind of looking at each other. We're helping.
No, what's happening is you're pushing it so hard and fast by comparison that we keep getting left behind. So we put in no actual work, but all the effort's there.
Get out of the way, you fucking rock! Or I'll fucking kill you! Trying to intimidate rock into going away.
I will say, my backup plan for if this didn't work was start lightsabering it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's only so long it can stay solid if it's being plasmid.
This true. Is true.
I mean, that might have helped, but anyway. You do most of the work yourself, 19th brother.
That's fine.
You are angry.
Yeah.
And as you're ranting, a chink of light appears round the edge. And as you push, you start to see the inside of a largest room. The walls are stone and there's no particular decoration that you can see. You can hear like a faint humming sound.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to continue pushing to be able to get through, or how are you?
I mean, we need to get in here. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, I need to push it out of the way. There's no two ways about it. It needs to be out of the way. So I will indeed continue pushing.
Okay.
Do you need a roll?
No, it's fine for now. You continue pushing, and you end up with a gap that's about maybe 30 centimeters wide. You can probably fit through it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go through?
As with all thin gaps, I would look to the Ewok to see if he wishes to go first.
Okay.
I will go first.
Okay, the Ewok goes first. You sidle around the chunk of stone, and you are inside a stone room. At the far end, there's a table. Inset into the wall, there is one of the Bacta tanks, and there are four part human, part Iron Knight droids stood in front of it.
Ha! Huh. Well, shit. I'm guessing they don't greet our sudden appearance with like happiness and joy, right?
The four stood in front of the altar don't actually move.
Okay, good.
You do hear the voice, though.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Welcome to the new Iron Knights."
Hello?
I think that? We might stop there.
Yeah. Fair enough. Would you like me to do the thing?
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews, basically wherever you find us, just please feel free to go and review us there. You can talk to us at thecultsoftheandice.net, thecultsoftheandice@gmail.com, or at cultsoftheandice.bsky.com, I believe. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.